This is the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Ever wish you could re-listen to your favorite interview or segment? Do you enjoy hearing older shows for the first time in years? Then the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less is just what you need. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. John Solberg here, your host for the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Always happy to tell you that this show is brought to you by The Butcher Shop. Purveyors of highly sought after 100% Australian non-crossbred Wylara 9 Plus briskets that are always handpicked just for you. The Butcher Shop has been retailing the finest meats for more than 15 years. Every week they're shipping out competition quality meats to many of the biggest teams in the competition scene across the nation. Simply put, teams who use The Butcher Shop win, and they win often. Even if you're not a competitor, you deserve the finer cuts in life. The Butcher Shop is shipping some of the finest prime, dry-aged Australian Wagyu and Japanese Wagyu steaks to people just like you and me who aspire to be the kings and queens of their cul-de-sac. The Butcher Shop always has Berkshire, Compart Duroc, Allegiance Duroc, and Prairie Fresh All-Natural Pork in stock. And as always, it is handpicked just for you. Let's review. The best competition briskets, they got them. Best pork selection, they got that. Giving you better overall options to cook at home, you know they do. So give The Butcher Shop a call today. 850-458-8782. That's 850-458-8782. Mention the Barbecue Central Show. You're getting 10% off your entire order each and every time you call. The Butcher Shop, home of the 100% Australian non-crossbred Wylara 9 Plus briskets. And today we're going to take a jump back here to 2008, where this cat, Chris Finney, says he invented the reverse sear method. I think a lot of people are going to lay claim to whoever invented the reverse sear method, but at least we have some point in time that's an origin. Let's go.
Kind of become the well-known, at least on the Barbecue Central forum, for this thing called the reverse sear method. So we'll talk about that here in a second. But first, why don't you give us a little background about yourself and how you kind of got into barbecue and grilling?
Well, Greg, I've been cooking barbecue for on and off for over 20 years now. I first started with some high school friends, and we used to cook whole hogs for parties. And that's pretty much where I got started, and I've been going ever since. But there was a lot of off time, and I picked it back up several years ago, and just for something to do, because I work away from my house, and I just needed something to do. So I got a Weber Smoky Mountain and started making barbecue with that.
So is that what basically primarily you're cooking on, is the Weber Smoky Mountain?
I have three Webers, and I've got three different size Weber kettles that I cook on, and I've also got two Primo ceramic grill smokers, and that's what I use first now, and then the all the Webers fall in line after the Primos.
It's a lot of grills for one guy, isn't it?
Well, you know, you never can have too many grills.
I know. All right, so let's get into this reverse sear. I mean, everybody's heard of searing. Again, you know, I kind of dispelled the myth of searing slash sealing in the juices, but you do this different version. We call it the Finney method on the Barbecue Central forum, but it's more of a reverse sear method. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, it's basically, as you were saying, searing the meat does not seal in the flavors. Actually, Alton Brown did an experiment. He seared one steak and not one, and then baked them till they both reached the same temperature, and the seared steak lost 19% of its weight after cooking, and the non-seared lost 13. So that right there, you know, everybody loves Alton. Or Alton, and you know, that should prove right there to you. But long ago, back in I think it was 1984, Harold McGee wrote a book called On Food and Cooking, and he basically dispelled the searing myth back then. And so with that in my head, I set out to try to figure out a way to cook meat without doing the searing, because searing basically does damage the cell structure of the meat. And so if you can not do that, then your meat should stay more juicy and tender. So I started just cooking meat without the sear at all. And but what that doesn't get you is the browning. Well, you get brown, but you don't get the Maillard reaction, which is actually, you know, gives you the great flavor.
Right, that caramelization type flavor.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So then the next thing was, well, you know, I don't want to sear the meat up front because I'm going to lose the juices and damage the cell wall. So I basically just did the opposite. I applied it to the end of the cook. And, of course, the first few times I overcooked my meat, but I could tell I was onto something. And after that, I sort of kept working with it. And here's a dummy's guide to the reverse sear. You basically cook the meat at 250 degrees until it gets to about 100 degrees internal temp in the meat. You take it off the grill. You let the meat rest while you raise the temperature of the grill to about 600 to 650 degrees, or as high as your grill will go. That's as high as a lot of them will go. And then once the meat's rested, you throw it back on there to sear it. And that's the dummy's guide to the reverse sear.
So basically, you're kind of doing like a slow and low indirect type thing. Now, do you have to have a constant monitor on the meat? Or here, the first question would be, I guess, in my mind, and I'm trying to think simpleton like our listener base is, how thick of a cut of meat do you need to get in order to really make this happen?
Well, I wouldn't go any thinner than an inch, but, you know, a good inch and a half thick steak works great. You can even use this on roast. This is the way I do my beef roast every year at Christmas. Is I use a reverse sear on it. Cook it low to start with and then sear it at the end, and it turns out great every time. You can get a more evenly cooked piece of meat that way. You don't get the from outside to inside, the big variance in doneness.
Yeah, I noticed
the reverse sear method.
You know, a lot of steaks that I've eaten, not necessarily the ones I cook per se, but it's got a nice caramelization on the outside. When you cut it in, you're actually looking at it from top to bottom. After you've cut into it, you have, you know, the caramelization on the top. Then there's this kind of grayish area, you know, on either side, you know, top and bottom. And then it kind of is maybe a little pinkish or reddish in the middle. But there isn't a uniform color from, you know, when you look from the top to the bottom. It's kind of, you know, its own little rainbow of colors. Is that from the direct sear method versus the Finney method, the reverse sear method?
Go check out the rest of this show. Find out what Chris and Greg talked about. Do you think Chris Finney came up with the reverse sear method? I wonder what B-Dad says about that. I don't know if there was a lot of people claiming that back then. Did B-Dad come up with it? Did Patio Daddio come up with it? Who really knows? Did America's Test Kitchen come up with it? I don't know. Do you know? Let me know. Send me an email, John, J-O-N-John, at thebbqcentralshow.com. And until next time on the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less, I'm your host, John Solberg. I look forward to talking to you again soon.